A weak Solidarity Brekkie team Lister when bitter, bitter, bitter disappointment as a shroud spread over the nation Wednesday when we heard the sad news that our real head of state, forget that inbred chap in His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, real head of state, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Joe Biden capital, announced he couldn't make it to True Blue Aussie due to serious domestic issues like this trip to Astra, which one is it? The one next to Germany or the other one? The other one, Mr. President, but the one spending trillions on our merchants of death. Well, of course, I ordered them to, but God, is that worth having to put up with them? Tell them I can't make it. Tell them, oh, you'll think of something. I told them, Mr. President, he said he'll come here and lick your boots. Oh, God, is there no peace in whipping up war? I'm sick of saying we have a very special relationship, our closest friend and all that rubbish, to all these nondescripts. This devastating decision will release the millions we would have spent on security in the lavish dinners and events and entertainment for our head of state and a couple of other of its acolytes, a couple of other nondescripts. But as a positive, we could spend that on the poorest of the poor. We put to our Deputy Big Supremo and Minister for being offensive and train killing Richard Malls the bad guys. Don't be silly. Why waste an opportunity to bolster our train killing capabilities at a time of regional tensions? Two birds with the one, really, because that will make Joe Biden capital even more pleased with us. Yet, despite the cruel disappointment, life must go on. Despite also our climate change policy, if there is such a thing as climate change, which may mean life cannot go on, which wouldn't worry the Simpsons characters because, believe it or not, they're not real people, real life, but top marks to the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin for striving to do its bit, even though it knows there is no such thing as, by attacking the Minister for Fossils, Chris Bowen, the Capital, with its renowned balance and objectivity under "No, Chris, it's scraping barrel." Photo of Chris in a Simpsons character. Chris Bowen, the Capital, has been accused of getting his knowledge of nuclear energy from the Simpsons, the story opens. Points out nuclear energy is essential to address climate change if there is, quoting no less an impartial authority than the former head of the True Blue Aussie Nuclear Science Organisation, attacking Bowen too for suggesting storing nuclear waste was a bit of a problem. Bowen too influenced, he said, by the heavily biased Greenpeace, which has no idea what it's talking about. Unlike the Wapping Sin's nuclear expert, with deep in the story a caring business class poly telling us Bowen too must have got his ridiculous anti-nuclear argument from the Simpsons. See? Thus, the headline and the photo and the opening par. True objective journalism. Like the 8-page special Wapping Sin defending True Blue Aussie, Going Nuclear, which fell out of yesterday's Lord Rupert of, senior US of and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country and True Blue Aussie train killers, eulogising the train killing power we're getting for those trillions we're spending on train killing. The nation must counter China's rapidly expanding navy, it warned. The same media outlet which simply can't understand why evil China gets a bit upset and imposes tariffs on True Blue Aussie exports. We want their money, but we need to kill them in the interests of peace. And for 8 pages we discover the fun of killing them with our nuclear arsenal, a fabulously exciting collection of toys for the boys. Thankfully, the trade with plan-to-kill dichotomy, seeming contradiction, is no problem. For under a big headline, China threat grows and so must we, the Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, says so. The Focus plan will not derail significant recent trade breakthroughs, she assures us. There, no problem. And there, balanced objective reporting, Lord Rupert style. Unlike the gang of unpatriotic anti-Trublowassies, ex-pollies, ex-premiers, academics, and even the odd ex-train killer who signed a full-page ad questioning the Fawkes deal and calling for a parliamentary inquiry. Obviously brainwashed, because the ad was organised by that commie front, the Trublowassie Institute. Enough said. Let's hope the signatories learn the error of their ways by reading Lord Rupert's oh-so-rational 8-page call to arms. But before we save the planet with nuclear waste, we will have saved the planet anyway. As the fossils this week iterated the simple solution to fossil pollution, the burying your head in the sand solution, carbon capture and storage, sequestration. Why Fossil Resources Minister Catherine King-Hit Mother Earth told a fossil profits conference this week she emphatically backs carbon capture and storage as the best way for the resources industry to reach net zero emissions. Well, apart from one major barrier, highlighted for all of them by Woodside with Profits Supremo Peg O'Neill before profits, the government. Despite Catherine's endorsement, the government is not providing the wherewithal for the great resource giants to develop the burying your head in the sand solution. So it needs to be developed, Peggy, but it helps you. Why should the government pay for it? Well, the government wants us to reach net zero emissions, and we know that in the interests of the community, we must reach net zero without cutting our pollution. So it's in the government's interests. So at present, burying your head in doesn't work. Oh, no, it works. We reject the suggestion that it doesn't work. It has never worked anywhere. Then why government funding to develop it? Well, we just have to tie up a few loose ends to make it work perfectly. Like? Well, the capture bit and the storage bit. So there's the solution. We're all saved. That'll teach those goody-goody, greedy, long-haired, commie, wooden worker and iron lots who reckon the government isn't doing nearly enough to address climate change, if there is. Oh, and good to see the new indexation of students' HECS debts means the government will extract from tertiary students more than it will extract from the increased tax on those extracting our gas, proving what a cripplingly hard bargain they drove. Surprising that Peg, while calling for government funding to bury her head in the sand, hasn't expressed one word of complaint over the crippling tax. Perhaps it's because the government adopted the option which her industry proposed. On great resource figures, we have to take notice when Trublowassie's richest person, the filthiest filthy rich of the filthy rich, proffers advice, kindly proffers advice, on how to make life better for all of us. Addressing a resource profits dinner, Gina Wronghart was reluctantly forced to criticise the socialists for making life just so difficult for the resource giants, warning our standard of living would collapse if we don't open more and more mines, and the bloody government makes it difficult by demanding irrelevant barriers like environmental studies or forcing them to have a bit of a chat with the indigenous owners, when everyone knows they're going to get approved anyway, so why waste time? We need to do far more, she said, direct quote, to ensure our government far better understands and puts policies in place that actually welcomes and not deters investment. But by doing what, Gina? Well, putting their money where my mouth is for a start. Gina also attacked the government's industrial relations agenda, which would make life far more difficult, well, nigh impossible, for caring employers like her and the other struggling resource and fossil behemoths. Doesn't it warm the cockles of our hearts to know that someone so filthy rich still cares not for herself, not for her increasingly filthy rich interests, but thinks only of what's best for all of us, for the social good? On having a bit of a chat with Indigenous owners, it's only a few months ago, Santosus the Prophets argued that Tiwi Island's not all that happy with a pipeline from Santosus's Barossa gas project north of Trublowassie going past their back door, their fishing back door, were not relevant persons and had no right to object. but sadly lost the case and was told it had to consult the Tiwi Islanders. So now it's running ads telling us how much it just loves and respects Indigenous people. We are listening, it says, seeking relevant persons. What a good corporate citizen. And what thanks do they get? The bloody land-grabbing islanders are targeting the banks funding the project, urging them not to fund the project. Poor Santosas. Although its love and respect for Indigenous people doesn't seem to run to the Beetaloo Basin, where it intends to frack Mother Earth, while ignoring the local owners who object but clearly are not relevant persons on their own land. On those crippling working class relations laws that so upset poor Gina, we saw wage growth soar to 3-point-something%. Our hearts bleed for poor caring employers. With inflation a mere twice that level, the Reserve Losses Bank telling us the only solution to inflation is to flatten the price of labour and ensure there are more and more unemployed. Governor Philip Lay Workers Low rubs his hands and congratulates himself every time the unemployment rate goes up. But Philip, obviously, if we must have more and more unemployed for the good of the greatest little economic order of them all, we must substantially increase job seeker payments. Certainly not. That would clearly be inflationary. If it's not a personal question, Philip, what salary do you struggle along on week by week? It is personal and it's none of your business. Sorry. And the Business Profits Council says the government's same job, same pay laws would be unworkable, not because they want caring employers like the airline which used to be our airline and the big two blue Aussie BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, to keep paying labour hire workers lots less in wages and conditions for the same work, but because of its, quote, perverse effect on workers' jobs and pay. See? Giving workers, labour hire workers, more pay would be perverse, showing as usual the Business Profits Council cares only for the workers it so cares about. Finally, we have to give top marks for bravery and courage. Surely a police bravery award of some sort for those giant mine coppers who tasered a 95-year-old woman in a nursing home. We all know how dangerous these 95-year-olds can be. Good morning.